of course, but at the same time, we're happy to still be here, too. You know, this is still an honor. Not every team even gets to play in this. So we're respectful of the fact that we're here, and we're going to compete as hard as possible.
It sold over 12,000. That was early this morning. What does that mean to you as a player, the fact that you guys still have this kind of support from the family?
It means a lot. You know, being able to play in front of a large group of people, especially people that are here to support you, is always fun. You know, you feel like you're playing for them also, and it really helps you during the game, especially home games all season. We didn't only lose two games all season because of just us. It was everybody. It was a group effort from the fans to the coaches to us. You know, so it's always a wonderful thing to have all the people come out and support us.
Talk about Odom. What kind of
He's real unconventional. I haven't really seen anybody really play like him before. He's got some length and height to him. And like you said, his game is so different that he's crafty. So it's gonna be definitely a challenge for whoever's guarding him to be able to keep him in front and really stay in tune with him, because you never know what he's gonna do. I don't think half the time he knows until like the last second from watching him. But he's a really good player from what I've seen on film.
Do you expect to guard him, just given your length and size?
Because he'd be on the perimeter, so I'm gonna guard him at some time. I don't know if I'll start off on him or not or anything like that, but I'll be guarding him at some point, I'm pretty sure.
We saw those NIT brackets come out. Good teams, quality teams. What do you guys know about Indiana State? And it's a really good team coming here tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is. They've beaten Miami, Ole Miss. I think they beat New Mexico, so they've beaten NCAA tournament teams. I'm pretty sure they felt like they were going to get in, and then they hit a little rough patch, too. And during the season, but they beat Niona. Like they're a really good team, and we can't look past them. Like I said, we're gonna focus and concentrate on them like they're a Big Ten team, and then move on from there.
A lot of times with NIT, some players take it seriously, some don't. Some say, okay, I'd rather just be on spring break. Is the mindset pretty strong for this team and committed to going forward?
Yeah, spring break isn't really any fun if you're not playing basketball, really. I don't know what else I've been doing. I'm a guy that likes to travel and go different places and stuff like that, so I'd rather be playing basketball. So, and a team feels the same way, you know. Those days are over, having fun going on spring break. You know, that was something I did my freshman year, and I didn't really even enjoy it that much. All I did was watch all the games on TV, so I might as well be playing them. I don't think anybody's feeling like that at all.